No, I don't think.
Okay. And the edible tops of beets?
Parsley? Or something else?
Yeah. How about the ear of corn, the thing you take off is the, you don't eat? Well, you said it before, the what?
Husk?
Plural.
Husk?
Yeah. Corn served on the cob is?
Corn on the cob?
And the top of the corn stalk is the?
Ear?
The very top, on the very top of corn stalk, off the water of the corn stalk.
Top?
Yeah. How about on a stocking cap, that thing on the end, they call it a? You know, when the kid has a stocking cap and he has that ball on the end, they call it, that's the tee. Either T-A-S-S-E-L or T-O-S-S-E-L.
Oh,
which one is, do you probably
know? Tassel.
All right. And stockings used to be made of?
Yarn.
Before nylon, they used to make hose out of?
Silk.
All right. And this is a fruit, a melon. It has an orange center and kind of a greenish-brown skin.
Cantaloupe.
All right. And these are small things. They look like little umbrellas. Use them on steaks. Little things. They're about to, oh, sure, you know what they're. They slice them and put them on steaks. Make gravy out of it, too. That's an M. They look like little umbrellas. They grow out. You see them out in the field. You know, little things.
Well, mushrooms.
Sure. And how about the poisonous ones? What are they called?
Poisonous mushrooms.
All right. Or do you ever hear toadstools?
Yeah, I've heard of
them. What?
Toastles.
Okay. And now, this is a kind of vegetable that's of the pumpkin family, and it's zucchini is one kind, and acorn is another, and Hubbard is another. That's an S. They're orange in the center. Kind of green skin. S-Q.
Squash.
All right. And this is something, a kind of a big white vegetable, and boxers get this kind of an ear. That's the seed. It's not a cabbage, but it's about the size of a cabbage. Maybe a little bigger, but it's white inside, and they, oh, I'm sure you know what it is.
Oh, cauliflower.
He couldn't, he had a sore throat. It was difficult for him to
cough?
To
cough?
To get food down. It was difficult for him to
swallow.
If you're simply unable to do something, you say, I'm sorry, but I
can't do it.
And you say, I'm tired. I what all day today?
I worked all day.
Okay. And the negative of he ought to.
He
trying to keep ought in the construction if possible.
He oughtn't to?
Do you ever use that?
No.
What would you probably say?
He shouldn't.
Okay. Someone says, will you do this? You say,
No, I can't do it.
I
won't do it.
All right, this is a bird associated with wisdom.
Owl.
All right, and this is the thing with pincers, you know, and it crawls backwards, fresh water. Not a lobster, but on that order.
Crab.
Okay. Does the word varmint mean anything to you?
Yeah.
What is it? What's a varmint? What's varmint?
Somebody bad.
Okay. It's a man, though, a person.
Yeah.
What do you associate with Westerns?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a creature that lives in a tree and eats nuts.
Squirrel.
All right. And this is a little thing that's about smaller than a squirrel and they're out on golf courses a lot. See them in parks, too. They live in the ground. They might have...
Oh, a groundhog.
All right. A little bitty, about this big. I think a groundhog is bigger than that, don't you? You call that a chipmunk or a
chipmunk?
And a bird that gets in a tree and pokes around is
woodpecker.
Any different kinds you can think of?
Red-headed woodpecker.
Okay. How about something, this was once a tadpole, now it's grown up and it hops around.
Frog.
And another one that has the T.
Tadpole? No, toad.
What's the difference between a toad and a frog in your mind?
A toad's skin is a little bit rougher.
Okay. And these are things that live underground and are used for bait.
Worms.
And how about these great big ones?
Oh, what do you call them? Earthworms.
All right, do you hear night crawlers?
Yeah.
How about a, these are things that fly around in the country. They have almost transparent wings. They fly around the country.